Welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show, episode 3 today of our brand new season 14. And we've got some great songs, but today is an In Conversation episode. And we have none other than one of my favorite retro rock artists. Okay, I call him Retro Rock because all his songs take me back in time. And this artist is Mick J. Clark from London. Well, without further ado, let me tell you the songs that we're going to be playing today. 6 breakthrough tracks that I have chosen for this week. So we kick off with Ronald Simone with the song Win Win Win. Now, Ronald Simone is kind of like a pop jazz artist in the line of Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Michael Bublé. A great song, Win Win Win. If you're like me, you're gonna wanna stand up and dance with a beautiful girl when you hear this song. Followed by Natasha Remy. This song particularly is kind of like a singer-songwriter song, but with pianos. You know, every time you say singer-songwriter, you're usually, nowadays, you're thinking a male or a female singer sitting with a guitar, singing a song or writing a song. Well, Natasha Remy does this with the piano, and man, what a voice. Very minimalistic arrangement. Okay, so Natasha Remy with Hand in Hand at number 2, followed by The Silvers. Now, these guys are proper rock and roll. You know, this is a song called Who Do You Think You Are? And it's just the voices and the band sound. You know, it's like a proper band doing rock and roll kind of stuff. And I just love it. So 50s, 60s kind of sound, fun music, you know. So The Silvers coming in with Who Do You Think You Are at number 3. And after that, of course, we have Mick J. Clark joining me. They're talking about music and the music business. And then, of course, he's going to join us for my favorite part of the interview, which is the rapid fire questions, coming to you live from the studio today. And of course, we have Mick J. Clark's song, Another Lover Like You, one of his more rockier songs. And then, of course, we have Dave Dagman and the Rogue River Band with their song Goosebumps. Very southern rock, classic rock, you know, CCR, Lynyrd Skynyrd, that kind of classic rock sound. And this is recorded completely live. The mix is also done as if it's a live recording, so it's really cool. And last but not least, we have Swift Timmy with their song If You Wait Too Long. Now, this is very melancholy, okay? It's very acoustic pop, kind of like coffee house rock. You know, you have these great playlists on Spotify nowadays that they play in coffee houses and your morning playlist. Swift Timmy's song kind of reminds me of those playlists and would do very well in one of those Spotify playlists. So Swift Timmy ending the show for us, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Oliver Sean signing out. I see you next week, same time, with some great music coming your way.
Running hot so you will save me. Ain't no point in looking back. It's a race where I could lose you. I've known it from the start. But my darling, if you let me, I will try to make you mine. I know that there are others. To be cruel, they say, is kind. It's a win-win-win situation. I don't need no complications. I will bring a celebration. A long one. We all need someone to rely on. Take my hand and I will hold you safe within these arms. Look in my eyes, you know you love me. One kiss will make you mine. I tell the others that it's over. This race is sealed and signed. It's a win-win-win situation. I don't need no complications. I will bring a celebration. When you wear my wedding ring, sing in the moonlight. beneath the stars. Now I know that you won't forsake me when I win, win, win your heart.
Fancy
We're back on the show, and I did mention that we're going to have a very special guest from England, from London, and it's none other than Mick Clark. Mick, say hello to everybody.
Hello, Oliver. Yeah, you said special. I'm not that special.
Oh, I think you're special. I mean, some of your music, it kind of takes me back in time. So there's this one particular song that no one's heard yet, at least on our show. Now, this is a song that I just heard is going to be on this very special project that I'm working on, which is going to be entered into the Grammys, into the 61st Grammy Awards. And this particular song is going to be part of it. So can you tell me more about this song? Because it's very patriotic.
Oh, Soldier Boy.
Yes, Soldier Boy.
Yeah, well, I wrote it maybe 3-4 years ago now. So, yeah, it's funny. It's a funny song, really, because it's the only song. I played it to a few people, and, I mean, one guy that was a producer, you know, and it really brought tears to his eyes. I won't say it's that bad. But it was just, it makes you think how much the soldiers have given.
Yes.
So it takes you to a place that's quite poignant.
But this one song of yours that I really like is called Another Lover Like You. Now that's really in your face. I really like the song. I'm going to be playing that song today, okay, on the show.
Oh, good. So, great.
So is there anything you want to tell us about this song? How did this song come about?
I'm on a few radio stations, and there's a radio station called Radio Rock, and he gave me a great write-up. Uh-huh. And like yourself, he said, you know, your songs are, he said, I love your songs.
Yeah.
They kind of take you back to a place that... like 80s, maybe 60s, something like that. So this one is a little bit kind of 80s and
yes.
70s or whatever, really.
Mm-hmm. And do you do a lot of shows around the UK? Do you perform live at all?
No, I don't actually, to be honest.
Yeah.
The time I'm going to, but
yeah.
The time that you just can't do it all, really.
Yeah.
The writing and then... Yeah. The promoting that you have to do now,
I know.
Really, which is great, but
yeah.
It's, you know, the computer now is such a big part of my life that
pushed
the guitar out.
That's true. There's nothing anybody can do. That's another great song.
My daughter,
yeah.
who's 14,
mm-hmm.
And last summer, she she broke up with her boyfriend. You can imagine. And there isn't anything you can say.
I know, I know.
And I was just lucky. I got that. It all came together in my head. And then you have to start doing the work and stuff.
Yeah.
But so many girls and guys are in that position because it's such a heavy drug, isn't it, love?
Yeah. And before we get to Another Lover Like You, which I really like, by the way, that's one of my favorites from you. There's another song that you do like promoting a lot, and it's one of the few birthday songs around. Blow those candles out.
Yeah, we could blow the cake up if you want. I've got so many stories to my songs, I forget how they came about.
You know, that's what people like to hear. They like to hear the story behind the song, you know.
A guy's birthday, actually it was a girl, but I shouldn't say that. This happened again about 3-4 years. Everything happened about 3 or 4 years ago. And I rang her on the wrong day. She said, it's not today, it's tomorrow. I was crushed. I was absolutely crushed. Because I'd known her quite a long time. What can you say? I mean, I rang her the next day, but it wasn't good.
Okay.
So I came home. I didn't go, I must write a song about Blow Those Candles Out.
Yeah.
I just came home and I was thinking about it all the time. And that popped out.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. On that note, I'm going to play Another Lover Like You by Mick J. Clark. J is very important, by the way. It's Mick J. Clark.
It was actually James.
Is it James? Okay.
Yeah, who was my granddad. And so I was christened Michael James Clark, which is a bit of luck because Mick Clark is flat. It's not going anywhere, is it?
Right.
But a J in there gets it up on its feet, so...
It totally does, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so, but it is actually James. But for a laugh, I always say joke.
Okay, so on that note, we're going to play Another Lover Like You by Mick J. Clark, and so kind of come back with my favorite part of the interview, which is the rapid-fire questions. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Feeling lonely 'cause I've been lonely much too long, yeah.
So we're back. I hope you enjoyed Mick's song and all the other great songs on the show today. And now we're going to get Mick on the rapid fire questions. Mick, are you ready?
No.
Okay, here we go. When did you first start singing?
10 years old. Yeah.
Okay, 10 years old. That's good. I mean, lots of guys, you know, they go 8 years, 7, 10, 11, oh, whatever. Good. So 10 is good. Okay. What did your family do to encourage you, if they did?
Nothing. That's quite quick.
Okay, that is rapid. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, who else in your family sings or plays any instrument?
No one.
Oh, fantastic. You're the pioneer in the family, in the Clark family.
Yeah, you know when people say, I was ever so lucky, my dad was in a band and my mum was an opera singer.
Oh,
my dad
yeah.
was a mechanic and my mum worked in a chemistry. It was going nowhere.
Super. And who are your musical inspirations?
Well, just anyone and everything, and any song that I listen to, and you know, you take something from it. I love a great voice, great production, so, you know, something that really moves me.
But this is something I should say, is when I speak to real musicians, you know, not the manufactured acts, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The proper guys like us who go out there and we spend all our life to make music. When you ask them about their musical inspirations, they've got so many different things to say, because you can't just say one guy or one girl, you know.
No.
It's almost every other song that something from there inspires you or something.
Yeah, and you can go back to like Motown and stuff like that, really.
Exactly.
It's so good.
Cool. So, Mick, what kind of music do you listen to today?
Well, I do like rock.
Okay.
But I like all kinds, but Basically, I am rock. So when you hear that beat,
yeah,
you know, it is the beat, isn't it?
The steady 8-beat or whatever, you know.
Yeah
the driving thing.
Just move you.
Got it. What embarrassing song might I find on your iPhone or MP3 player?
Well, let me think. Okay, how about When Teeth Hit the Bottom Lip? That stopped you, innit?
Totally did.
Yeah, I know,
wouldn't it? Okay, so, cool.
You'll never guess what it's about. I feel you're worried, but you shouldn't be.
Okay.
You know when you swear...
It is a radio show, you know.
No, I won't swear, don't I? So when you swear... When you go to say that word, your teeth hit the bottom lip.
Okay.
And when you get cross, you're having a row, whatever,
yeah,
your teeth will hit the bottom lip. And if you listen to the lyrics, it's all about, hey, you know, just calm down and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And it's quite a bit of a funny song, really. But
cool.
You know.
Oh, we got to get that song on the show. Awesome. Okay, where would you most like to perform?
Well, I've got to say the O2, haven't I, really? Glastonbury, something big, really.
Who would you most like to open for?
Well, I know Bon Jovi still go around.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So they would be right up there, really. So, yeah. You know, great songs, absolutely great.
Yeah. So if you weren't singing, what would you be doing?
It's quite close to being a professional footballer. And
really?
Yeah, so
I
played for West of Kent and was offered trials, and it was all going really great. And then I kind of crashed and became a teenager. And
All right.
So, but I still play and I still love it. And it's just something about it. It's just a wonderful game.
So you'd be a professional footballer if you were not into music full time?
Yeah, well, I love it. Yeah, absolutely.
Super. Do you play any instruments or what instruments do you play?
Yeah, I play the guitar.
Yeah.
And my producer is really a really good guitarist. I just play it.
Right.
So I have to work out the solos. So all the solos on the song,
yeah,
is me.
Oh, really?
That's why they're quite bad. but all the good guitar is behind, if you listen behind.
Yeah, the rhythm,
there's a bloke going, wow.
Oh, right.
That's him.
Oh, nice. So what's his name? What's the producer's name?
Nelson King,
cool. We got to mention Nelson King if he's doing all the good guitar parts.
Oh, yeah, he's really good.
So,
a great mate as well.
Great. So, if you could dabble in another genre of music, what would it be?
A little bit of Latin, don't you? A couple of songs of Latin.
Okay.
I do like ballads that can sort of get in there with words and people go, oh, yeah. Because when I was growing up, you would be going, that's me, talking about me.
All right, yeah.
You know, it's wonderful.
Is there a genre of music you just can't stand?
Yeah.
Come on, tell
me.
Swing?
I don't know, right, yeah.
What,
no,
like swing jazz?
It's not really. So,
really?
You know.
Wow, that's a first, I'll tell you. Because I was expecting thrash metal or hip-hop or rap, you know, something like that. Swing, now that's the first time I've heard that answer on the show. Interesting.
Yeah, it does swing, doesn't it? It's neither, a lot of songs make a statement.
What?
Swings, but that's just me, really. I'm not a swinger.
You're not? Before we go, what can we expect from you in the near future? What are you working on right now?
I'm actually working on... I'm a little bit political.
Okay.
In as much as, you know, so some of my songs you'll pick up a little bit. So I'm working on one now, and it sounds a bit gruesome, really, but it's... I'll send it over to you. I've seen and heard and the rest of it. Self-harming just breaks my heart.
Yeah.
So I'm actually doing a song. It sounds gruesome, but the way I've done it, hopefully.
Yeah.
But it's to get that message across to them. You're just being mugged off. Don't do it.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm doing at the moment.
That's a great message. That's really cool. And Mick, before you go, can you tell all your fans, you know, where they can find you online? Is there a particular site or Facebook or whatever?
www.mickjclark.com.
Okay.
I don't do Facebook, I wouldn't do it in any case, but I keep a very low profile with my mates because they were winding me up going, I think you're a superstar, do you? You know, it's all that. So I don't even talk about it. I haven't got no idea what I really do.
Well, you should tell them that you're on radio stations around the world now.
Think you're a superstar, do you? Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
Okay, great. So we're gonna also put your website on our show notes for the podcast version of the show, so folks can check out the website. Folks, don't forget Mick's on our some of our compilations, and he's gonna be a featured artist on our Christmas compilation that's coming out very soon, and also the Independent Number Ones Volume 9. But before all of that, he's going to be on this very special Grammy album that we're working on called the Acoustic Specials. So keep an eye out, because Mick's going to be all over the place, all right? So Mick, thank you so much for being on the show today.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot, Oliver.
And come back anytime, all right?
Great. Look forward to it.
All right. Cheers. Talk to you soon. Bye.
If you wait too long, you're gonna miss that train. If you wait too long, you're gonna miss that train. If you wait too long, you're gonna. If you